Mayor Robin Christensen expects the events to go on and for those participating to wear face masks and social distance since COVID-19 still poses a threat. Christensen says the city wants to do this for the kids, and he believes trick-or-treating can be done safely.
Children travel in small groups with adults or their older brothers and sisters. They're not going to be in a mass of 4,000 or 5,000 people marching down the street. It's going to be no more a threat with little individual groups and families walking up and down the streets, trick-or-treating, than it is for people to go to Lowe's, Walmart, Home Depot.
Christensen adds Dover's Home for the Holidays in December, which includes a Christmas marketplace and other festivities downtown, will take place both in person and remotely. He notes the city has already sponsored concerts where families safely stay within circles and everyone remains socially distanced from each other. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.